Sometimes the answer to our problems is hiding in plain sight, but we're too blind to see it. When you come to understand the one thing that every single soul in purgatory suffers through and experiences, it gives you the answer of the one thing that all of us could be doing and should be doing 24/7. It will radically transform everything that you do. And it's so simple, but we probably don't even ask for it. Do you want to know what it is? Of course you do. And we're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, this is the beginning of a series where I take videos that I made years ago in the channel, and I'm basically redoing them kind of with all of the wisdom that I've gained over the last 5 years. This idea came from my wife. So I will link the original video at the end, and then you can tell me which one was better, or are both good. Do they both complement? Have I learned anything? And of course, we're starting with Maria Sima, the mystic that started it all for me. Let's get right into the question. So I'm going to read to you the question and then draw out the thing that we need to know. Now, please, what exactly is purgatory? Purgatory is a place and a condition that every soul experiences when it still needs to do atonement and reparation for sins that it committed during its life, before it too can join Jesus in heaven. Very little is taught about it today, except in this channel. And when little is taught about purgatory, it leads far more people in becoming curious on their own and without any spiritual guidance. They then stumble so easily into occult practices. Usually it's said that purgatory is only a condition. This is only partially true, for it is most definitely also a place. It is also a time for waiting where the souls yearn for God. This yearning for Him is their greatest suffering. All poor souls experience this no matter at what level they find themselves. That statement right there blew my mind. Like scriptures that when you meditate on them and you hear them over and over, you think you know them, but different things depending on where you're at in your life pop out. That their greatest suffering is their yearning for God. We hear from all these other videos, all types of other sufferings. That should really astound us, because in other mystical traditions and other saints, other mystics, they describe torture and fire and this. And I mean, things that are just downright cruel, cruel torments of purgatory. And people repeat it and reiterate it, so we know that they're not lying. We know that it's not just from a particular time in the church. It's what happens in purgatory. Yet despite all of those cruel sufferings, the thing that is the most painful is their yearning for God. Now that is the thing that all of us could be doing 24/7, and not only could be doing 24/7 for the poor souls in purgatory, but we should do it, because it's our ticket out of purgatory before even dying. It's how we can skip purgatory. And it's this desire for God that very few of us have. Think about how it would radically change your life if your yearning for God immensely and radically increased, if you were to pray your rosaries, pray your novenas, attend mass, love your wife, love your husband, love your children, get up out of bed, cook, eat, work, do all of that with an intense yearning for God. That would make your life unbelievably different. You would become a saint so fast. But often we ask for this grace, or we ask for healing, or we ask for insight and wisdom, but we don't ask for the very thing that we need, to yearn for God so much that it's painful. Now, it might be the case that we don't ask for mystical gifts, that we don't ask for visions, that we don't ask for this or that, all things that the saints received that are good in their proper measure, if God wills to give it to you. All of us must ask for this, because if we don't, it will be unbearably painful in purgatory. We could have it be the case that we yearn for God here on earth. It will affect everything that we do and help us to grow in holiness. And at the same time, I think double or triple the effectiveness of everything that we do for the souls in purgatory, because it's not just the things that we do for them. It's not just the prayers that we say, but the intention and the fervor with which we say it and do it is unbelievably important. This is something that a lot of devout Catholics miss. Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you love His souls in purgatory? The souls in purgatory. If you love Jesus, if you love Mary, if you love yourself, and if you love the souls in purgatory, then we should do everything that we can for them. And if we don't yearn for God, there's something wrong with us. So I want to lead you in prayer to ask for the grace to yearn for God, to increase this yearning for God, even if it's painful, and that we could then offer this painful yearning for God every moment of our lives to our Blessed Mother, that she may give it to Jesus, that it may make significantly more fruitful everything that we do, even just sitting around, that may be fruitful, and that this yearning could relieve their suffering and deliver them more quickly. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Mother, we place ourselves at your feet, and we humbly ask you this petition, if it be the will of God. We ask you to increase in our hearts a yearning for God, that we may have the same yearning that the souls in purgatory have, the same yearning that you have, the same yearning that God wants us to have, no matter how difficult, no matter how hard it will be to carry. And if this yearning is granted to us, we offer it to you and through you to Jesus on behalf of the souls in purgatory to deliver them as fast as possible. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee, and check out the original one from 5 years ago. I'll see you in the next one.